What's up, everybody? Welcome to Remember Blank PlayStation Edition, your Patreon exclusive show where each and every week we remember a PlayStation greatest hit. I'm your host, Greg, alongside Janet. And today we're remembering PlayStation sleepovers. Janet, you had hit me up and said, hey, can you do Remember Blank today and tweet about it and do all that stuff? And I was like, yeah, no problem, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I was kicking, what game do I want to talk about? I'm going to jump around PSP. And I was like, you know what? Why not get creative with it? And just say, do you remember PlayStation sleepovers? And then I tweeted it. Dozens and dozens of amazing responses came in. Of course, you can write in for the show anytime you want for free. kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. But then one of them was about Fat Princess. And I was like, huh. Before I left and everything changed, I had said I was going to do Fat Princess tonight. So I will eventually do Fat Princess. I apologize for that. I am just a little bit scatterbrained coming back to work today. But Janet, I wanted to remember PlayStation sleepovers. First off, do you have PlayStation sleepover memories, Janet? Having a whole bunch of friends come over playing a bunch of stuff on PlayStation?
No.
Okay. Do you have sleepover memories?
This is literal sleepovers.
Yeah, like you have a friend.
Yeah, I thought this was like a PlayStation branded thing.
No. Like, this is just me being weird and saying, do you remember having friends over for sleepovers and tell me your PlayStation
Pokemon
memories about it.
Sleep? PlayStation sleepovers.
Yeah. No, I actually didn't really do sleepovers as a kid. So another piece of the puzzle falls into place. But of course, I was playing games with my brother like all the time. But
sure. I would count. I mean, you can count that if you wanted to.
Coming on down the hall. It's like, hey, what's up? But yeah, you know, obviously we did pretty much all of our gaming together. Like we would literally... It's funny, we didn't do co-op on the single player like we do as adults, but we did like, you're playing Ratchet and Clank, your file's done. Now we go to my save file, I'm playing Ratchet and Clank. And the only thing that kind of sucked about that handoff is when you get to the end of the game, it's like, whoever beats it first, it's like, it kind of takes away from like, now I just have to go and do the work. Like you got the glory of like the end animation and now I just have to do it again. But other than that, it was a flawless system. And it was cool because someone gets stuck. It's like my turn, I go further because I know what to do that you couldn't do.
Sure.
And now I can just, you know, take the ball and run with it. So those are, that's my stuff with it. But what about you? Sounds like you were hamming it up over there. You got the Cheez-Its out, you're passing the duels.
I mean, like, sleepovers were such a thing or such a thing for me growing up with all my goofy friends, and video games are always a part of them. And so, like, I would jump out and say, you know, for me, when I talk about a sleepover in video games, I do jump to either like playing Mortal Kombat, you know, 2 on Sega Genesis, or N64 in high school, where we would sit there and be psychopaths and, you know, do No Mercy, GoldenEye, you know, just that whole gamut, Smash Brothers, play through that. But the PlayStation ones are there as well. And like, you know, I always talk about Poe on this show and every other show on PlayStation on Kind of Funny. And PlayStation's no exception. I know we've talked a lot about it before, but like, you know, I eventually the first console he ever bought was a PlayStation 2. Like I was able to convince him to do that. He got the SOCOM bundle so we could play that. We never played it much, but we did it. And then of course when like a new NCAA, I forget what year it was, but when the first NCAA dropped that he had his own PlayStation 4, he came over that Friday. You know, we set up the card table on my mini TV down there and we literally played till sunrise. And when whoever had the biggest game of like a bowl game or a rivalry game, they would get the chance to take their PlayStation and put it on the main TV so that they could play on the big screen, you know, like whatever it was, 35 inch TV, giant CRT, right? Versus the little like one I dragged down from my bedroom or whatever. And I'll never forget, you know, going out to his car to say, all right, see you later, man. And it was like the sun was rising as he got in and drove off. And I was like, oh, this is like such a beautiful gamer moment. Like that, there was that. And like, you know, for me, I remember, you know, wrestling games are so intrinsically tied to my gamer DNA and my stories. But, you know, the first time and the only time we were playing, I think it was the PlayStation 1. It must have been SmackDown, just WWF SmackDown, right? Maybe SmackDown, just bring it. No, it was SmackDown. Or maybe SmackDown 2. But it was the thing where there was an Iron Man match, you know, which is, you know, the person who gets the most falls or whatever. And we battled to a draw. And it was me and my friend Jason. And it popped, and it's like 3 a.m. and it popped up on screen that Vince McMahon declared one of us the winner, which was like something we didn't know was in the game. And like this crazy moment of like, we couldn't believe it. God, if only we could have said PlayStation record that, if we could have, like, you know, I don't think we had enough time to get a camera and take a photo to the screen, but it was like that much of a fucking shocking moment. And I was so blown away by the stories here, because like you can see when I look through the document, the stories start off like very simple stuff, right? Of like, Andy K writes in, like you can to kindoffunny.com/rememberblank and says, Killzone 3, playing through it from start to finish in one night with my cousin being shocked by the ending, right? And then it's like, Dawn with RE4. A friend has Resident Evil 4 and was pretty deep when we came over. After tons of pizza and soda in the dark basement, we get to the regenerators. We couldn't play anymore after the creepy breathing and one literally jumping up from being dead to bite Leon's neck. No one slept that night. And it was like, I feel like there's so many like literal moments you remember from being in the game, which I would also go back to, like, you know, it's an old tired Greg story, but Metal Gear Solid, Poe and I rented it. And then, you know, when we got to Psycho Mantis and like talking about switching controller points, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And like, we had to pass the controller back and forth because he was the only one who was good with the sniper rifle. So he was the one fighting Sniper Wolf. Like, there are those moments. And then there's stuff like Jessica S, who writes in about Resident Evil and says, the very first time my best friend of 23 years and I had a sleepover at our house, we played Resident Evil 2 until 1 in the morning. At one point, a licker jumped out and scared the shit out of us. Like the two teenage girls we were, we screamed, "Licker!" at the top of our lungs. My bestie's dad came running in thinking we were being attacked by something. He noticed that we were playing a game, yanked the power cable out of the console, and made us go to bed immediately. It's one of my favorite memories to this day. And it's like, as you read through these, they go from like, oh, this gaming moment, to then these like crazy, Dan, Little Big Planet. This is a longer one, but stick with me. Little Big Planet 1 was the game I bought a PS3 for. That reveal trailer is still seared into my memory 20 years later. There were a crazy amount of survival levels based on the idea of bombs falling out of the sky and progressively destroying the levels as time went on. I remember this, and it was such a bitch to get the Ace Trophy than to get the Platinum. There would be buildings made from cardboard that you could hide in. There would be buildings made from cardboard that you could hide in and even water areas to swim through. Everything would get destroyed and catch fire while you frantically ran from side to side trying to survive. These levels would absolutely buckle the PS3 too. If we were getting 15 frames per second, it was probably a miracle, but it didn't matter all that much because it was so much fun. I used to have all my friends come over and we would play 4, or maybe it was 2, I can't quite remember, player co-op on these levels. It was pure chaos and fun. We would run through dozens of these levels all night, passing the controllers around. One of those friends eventually became my girlfriend and now wife. We've been together for 15 years. Those days live among my fondest memories of being a teen. I don't talk with these friends as often as I should, as time has passed, but when I do, we still all talk about Little Big Planet. It's like, fuck yeah. And like, that's the other thing. Like, I'm sure it's the same for you and your brother, right? But it's the same way for me and my brother, Poe, where it's like, inevitably when we're sitting here playing fucking Dark Pictures Anthology, whatever the fuck year it is we're playing it, like, we eventually start talking about the Madden rivalries or something that happened in Metal Gear. And like, do you have those moments, Janet, with your brother?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think we've had so many stories that are sort of steered into our mind. I think for as far as PlayStation, one of our biggest memories is we were playing the first, I want to say it was the first Ratchet and Clank game. It was the first Ratchet and Clank game. I had a physical guide for it that included a sealed secret section that was literally sealed. You had to like rip the whole thing.
I remember that. I remember those.
And I was like, we're going to save the sealed secret section for when we beat the game. Then we'll like go and like 100% it or something. But it was the final boss day. It's like, this is the last thing we have to do. This is what we're doing today. It's all planned out. It was summertime. And my dad comes in. This is like when my dad was in the era of what we called internally, aka just me and my brother, we called it Dad Day Saturdays, where like my dad got into this habit of wanting to like do stuff with us on the weekends, which obviously, you know, he's a dad. He wants to hang out with us, especially when we were younger. No offense to my dad now, but he's not really like hitting me up to hang like that. He just he just works. Like, I'm more apt to hit him up, you know. Things change as, you know, people get older and dynamics shift. But at the time, he was like a basement newspaper dad, you know. He's like, oh, I saw in the paper that they got the fuck, you know, I'm from Chicago, the Aaron Waters show. Like, my dad fucking stands the Aaron Waters show. Do I give a fuck about the Aaron Waters show? No, but I'm gonna go because, like, well, I'm gonna tell my dad I'm not gonna go. Like, you know, yeah, sure, dad, whatever you want to do, we'll go. Even though what I want to do is fun play Ratchet and Clank.
Let me interject real quick with a video game thing. Yes. And this is, again, a little bit spoiler from God of War Ragnarok of one line of dialogue. So there's one spoiler here for God of War Ragnarok, one line of dialogue, but it's when Kratos wants to do whatever the fuck with Atreus. And he's like, oh, why would I want to do that? And Mimir has to pop in. Has it ever occurred to you that he just wants to spend time with you? And like, the, oh, from Atreus is like, so heartbreaking. You think back to this shit when my dad would want to like do whatever in the garage. I'm like, no, I don't want to work on the car. You work on the car. It's your car. I don't want to do anything with that. It's like, oh, he just wanted to hang out. I didn't really get that.
Yeah. Yeah. We got it. Which was unfortunate sometimes for the plans. But what we want to do is play Ratchet and Clank. What my dad wanted to do was like, hey, I think we should go to the zoo. And it's hot as fuck this day.
You go to Brookfield?
I think it was Brookfield. It might have been Lincoln Park Zoo. But I'm not sure which one it was. Either way, also, if you haven't been to the Chicago Zoo, you don't need to go. It's not that good of a zoo. But it was hot.
I'll tell you what, when you're going to the zoo on a field trip, we went to Brookfield all the time, and the highlight's going to be getting those fucking wax, you put the quarters in, and they give you, make like on the spot a wax gorilla or whatever. Exactly. Like, that's the one thing you're excited about.
And I still like doing that, and I like zoos generally, but again, the Chicago Zoo is just, I've been to a lot of different zoos, and it's not like that wavy, but the number one thing that sucked, it was too hot that day. It's really hot. Sure. It was like 90 plus. In Chicago, when it's hot, it's burning. When it's cold, it's freezing. You got like 1-2 months of good weather, and that's it. So it was hot as hell. So hot that a lot of the animals weren't even out. They just had signs like, yo, the bear's inside for its own life. So it was like a really whack, like dull experience. Again, we were there just to like, we're spending time together, but we didn't beat the boss that day, and we actually never beat that boss. We just never played. For some reason, we just never played the game again. And
like, we're this was the day. I'm sorry, secret section.
It threw out the momentum. But the other thing too, like hearing, you know, you read in from the things of the communities written in with their stories, it jogged a memory for me. One of my PlayStation sleepovers that I did actually have with like, you know, someone didn't live with me was my friend Jess, where we used to do like content together. She's like who I first started making content with. And we had like a podcast and stuff. So we played Until Dawn marathon style. And most notably, like the one I remember more is Resident Evil 7. Like, we got it from Redbox. At the time, I lived across the street from a 24-hour Walgreens, nice, which was a gift and a curse. So we got the Redbox thing. We started playing. We had like the pizza and the drinks and like maybe took a nap and then played and then like slept in the next day. And it was fun and scary, and like I remember one thing that sticks out from that was, you know, my brother was around because we had lived together still, and he like, you know, knew Jess and stuff, and he like came in and like took this doofy video that he sent to us later that was like him pretending to be Ethan and being like, whoa, what happened here? And like, it kind of looked all disheveled, like how the house did, and it just was so funny and dumb and like such a fun memory. And I think the scariest part of that game for us was, oddly enough, it was just like a moment where you turn the corner and you see like Ethan's shadow, and like that shadow was for some reason the biggest jump scare in the entire game. And I remember, like, shout to Jess for beating one of the bosses that had like light spoilers, a bunch of eyes. That's every fucking Resident Evil game. There's some monster full of eyes, and I'm like, Jess, you got to do it. I just can't find the eyes. I just can't find where the eyes are in time. Like, this is all you. And if you ever do back and forth, I think one of the best things and worst things in back and forth gaming is that moment when it comes down to that one person. And sometimes it's you, sometimes it's a friend, sometimes it's a sibling, where it's like, you have to do it. No one can do it but you. And they have to just take the wheel and do it. And it's such a fun time.
Man, you've touched on so many of the themes of these. I'm trying to scroll back. There was one in here that was like exactly that moment of a kid being like, they beat the thing that nobody else could beat, and everybody flipped out. Shit, you caught me off guard because I was building up to somewhere else. Because pizza is also involved with every one of these as well.
It's the esports of the everyday.
Right, right. I'm looking if I can find it. Otherwise, I'll just go back to where I was going. But shit.
Yeah, shout out to Redbox back when that was popping and had games. The best modern rental system. I think it's changed or downsized a lot. I don't know if they still have games anymore. I think they might not anymore. But that was like such a good, quick, and then incentive, I think, to do that silly, you know, while you kind of look for that question or that write-in. It was a fun incentive to do that marathon thing. Because otherwise, like, there's not a lot of practicality to the marathon other than like it knocks it out quickly and we might be pressed for time. But it sort of had like this bonus incentive of, boom, for $8 in 15 hours of your dedicated time, we can have a premier AAA experience on the PS4. And that totally was that. And it was super fun. And it was way more memorable than I think if I would have just played it you know, slowly throughout the couple days.
When you have the gun to your head of the rental, yeah, there's something about that. Here, Kevin Thomas writes in. He wrote in about Final Fantasy 7, /9. I first played Final Fantasy 7 at a friend's birthday party. We took turns trying to beat the Scorpion boss before it came to me, who was, and he's talking about passing the controller, who was the first to try and use the items option. That potion single-handedly made me the king of that party. I asked my mom for Final Fantasy that night, but being a young kid and having just heard of it, I didn't know there were multiple. For Christmas, I opened a PS1 and Final Fantasy 9. Watching the open cinematic of that game, which absolutely holds up today, changed my life and got me into video games. I would still dump hundreds of hours into this to this day. I love you, Final Fantasy. I love that idea of that being the thing. And like, again, like, it is such an ongoing theme throughout these. Grendel's mother also writes in about Final Fantasy, this one, Final Fantasy 9. My brother and I had just got the game after seeing a friend play it the week before. It may have been only our second weekend with the game because it wasn't very far into the story. It must have been 8 or 9 at the time, and I must have been 8 or 9 at the time, and we were stuck in a boss battle against Black Walt number 3. The closest save point for a while was a while back, so every loss cost us 5 to 10 minutes of rewatching cutscenes and matching X through dialogue. We must have played for hours because it was in the middle of the night, like 1 or 2 a.m. when we finally beat him. It must have really come down to the wire because I'm pretty sure our screams woke up our parents, and then we saw one of, at the time, the dopest spiffy 3D scenes, which is what we called FMVs, where Zidane, and the crew narrowly escaped Lindblom through Southgate. Absolutely incredible. Like, so many people have these late night screaming moments in games that I think we're all familiar with to some degree. I remember definitely at sleepovers, my mom coming downstairs and be like, "You guys are being too loud. Like, you need to shut up. What are you doing? Why are you screaming this loud right now?"
You have to be there.
Then I wanted to get this. sequence in. Seb writes in, and I said, you know, what game are you, or what PlayStation sleepover game are you writing in about? Seb wrote, none. I grew up playing the late PlayStation 3 generation to PlayStation 5 generation now, and there really hasn't been great sleep overnight games PlayStation has released. To which I say, Jordan, take the mic. Jordan says, Resistance, Fall of Man. I remember playing the campaign at a friend's house during a sleepover. We kept cracking jokes because the co-op character is just a dark-skinned remodel of Nathan Hale. I remember they appear in some cutscenes but are completely ignored. So many times, the game calls upon Nathan to be a badass one-man army, but it forgets about this silent bro fighting next to him the entire time. Very weird. And then Rocket said, Metal Gear Solid 4. Watching Metal Gear Solid 4 preload on PS3 for 2 hours before playing it. The pizza was cold when we started.
Nice.
And then for my final sleepover memory from you, the PlayStation audience, Nevin's Island writes in and talks about PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. I remember my older brother's friend buying PlayStation All-Stars when I was in middle school. His high school buddies would let me play with them during sleepovers. With 6 guys, we'd order pizza and drink 30,000 liters of Mountain Dew Voltage. Rules were simple. No Kratos because he was overpowered. Bottom two would switch out with the 2 players not playing, and winners would stay on. That weekend, we stayed up till 4 a.m. Friday. Everyone left, then came back Saturday for dinner and another sleepover where we did it all again. Still get together once every couple of years with that crew to play it during bachelor parties and big gatherings. That's fucking awesome. Obviously, you hear about Smash all the time. For me, with those N64 sleepovers, that's how Smash and GoldenEye always worked, right? Of like, yeah, either bottom two or the last of the 4 gets dropped. You cycle in somebody else, and then the top 2 stay on or top 3 stay on. PlayStation All-Stars. People are still playing PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale at bachelor parties right now in our year of Jesus Christ 2023. And that's fucking dope, Janet. Ladies and gentlemen. This has been another episode of Remember Blank. Remember, of course, you get this on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You already knew that. Thank you for your support. Next week, Janet, do you want to pick a game or how do you want to? You have a hard out. Next week, I'll just do Fat Princess. Like, I really, this time, I'm sure nothing will happen. Write in about Fat Princess, your Fat Princess memories. Remember Blank, of course, at kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. And we will talk about it there. Like I said, thank you for your love, your support, and appreciation. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.